He bought me roses, even though I told him not to. He writes me letters, hate to say it, but it's so cute. He makes me roll my eyes all the time, but I just can't help but about boys who try to do things straight out of a Hallmark movie. It's all a little ironic, not what I thought I wanted, but that'll change the moment. He bought me roses, he holds my left hand even when we're out in public, and I thought it would be awkward, but it isn't really awkward, and I don't not love it. He makes me roll my eyes all the time, but I just can't help but smile around him. Yeah, it's not my style, but I'm just trying to keep. But boys who try to do things straight out of a Hallmark movie, it's all a little ironic, not what I thought I wanted, but that'll change the moment. He bought me roses, he bought me roses. It's all a little ironic, not what I thought I wanted, but that'll change the moment. He bought me roses.
Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Kira Radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my next guest is Miss Marissa McKay, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, and was featured on America's Got Talent. And Marissa, I'm so glad I watched that video, because I've been watching America's Got Talent for the past, I don't know, 10, I don't know how many years. And I remember you on there, and I always wondered what happened to you. So it's a pleasure and honor that we could kind of catch up, so to speak. So we want to let everyone know, Marissa, that you're 15 then, right?
Yes, I'm 15.
Oh, you're 15, and what we've been seeing on YouTube is that you've been doing singing songs since you were 9. You were singing the national anthem since you were 7. So usually what I ask my guests is, tell us how you got into music and your long history, but you've been not doing it for many years, but you've been doing a lot of stuff. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and where your love and passion for music comes from?
Yeah, so I've been singing ever since I can remember. I remember being super young and just always singing in the car, always loving to listen to the radio whenever I could get the chance. And my parents always tell me that they were so shocked all the time, because I'd remember all these lyrics and I'd be singing like these whole songs around the house. And when I was like 4, and so I've always loved it. And I first performed on a stage at a fair when I was, I think, 5. I did a song from Princess and the Frog, and I've just been doing it ever since I can remember. And I think my parents, none of them sing or play instruments, but they do love music a lot, and they definitely introduced me to music. and I think my love of music comes from them.
Oh, great. And one of the neat things, Marissa, we know about you is that you write a lot of your own music and you co-write. So what inspires you to write music then?
Yeah, I think just different things that go on in my life as I get older and experience more things. I just think it's a way for me to get out what I'm feeling, to be able to write it and put it in a song. And I think another thing is just hearing great songwriters and hearing great songs, and that just inspires me to want to be like them and write good songs as well. And it's just really inspiring to see other people who write really great stuff.
Oh, so for you, like we mentioned, that you write songs alone and you write, with other writers. Which one do you prefer?
I think personally I like co-writing just because I like being able to bounce around ideas and getting new ideas rather than just whatever's in your own head. Because sometimes when I write by myself, I'll get frustrated because I can't come up with something that I like, or I feel like something can be stronger, but I just don't know how to make it stronger. So I think with co-writing, it kind of eliminates that because you have another person or multiple people to help you come up with something new that you maybe wouldn't have thought of by yourself.
So, Marissa, for you, where do you get ideas? Like last week when you were in Driver's Ed, I mean, were you necessarily all of a sudden an idea just pops into your head then?
I mean, yeah, that happens all the time. I'll just be like in the car and I'll be like, oh my gosh, wait, I really like that idea. And I'll put it in my notes on my phone. Or sometimes I'll see things maybe in like a movie or someone will say something and I'll be like, oh, that's pretty cool, I should think about that. Or I may think of like random melodies just all the time, just random ideas pop in my head and I put it in my phone and save it for later, and then I'll come back to them and see if I can come up with anything.
Oh, so, I mean, for you, is there a certain time that you like to write music, or when you co-write, you have to get together with somebody in a group, or?
I mean, I personally like writing in the morning, just because I like how, I mean, on a nice day, I like the sun and everything, but I have a group of people that I do like writing with. And I think as you co-write more, you sort of get that circle of people that you enjoy and that you have chemistry with.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, for you, Marissa, when you get a song down, you know, when you write it down and you have it, do you feel like there's a lot of changes from when you first write it down to when you actually record the song, or...?
I think there can be. I do have a song that I put out that was different than what we wrote it as. Like, I had always just played it on acoustic guitar, and I actually had a good friend of mine produce it. He's the one I wrote the song with. It's called Should Have Said Something, and I loved what he did, but it was totally different than like what I'd been doing before, and so I thought it was really cool. So that, yeah, that definitely happens all the time.
Oh, so I mean, for you, do you have a lot of songs that are stored somewhere, or usually when you write a song, it's usually recorded or something's done with it?
Yeah, I do have some songs that I haven't recorded yet, and I'd like to record them and maybe get them out soon, and I'd like to write some more so I can put out new music soon.
Oh, so I mean, are you planning on putting out new music soon, or?
I'd like to, yes. I have some songs that I like, and that I'd like to record. And then I also want to get, also want to write some new stuff to see what I can come up with.
Oh, so yeah, that should be a great, you know, so I mean, for you, then you're always, you know, coming up with, you know, different ideas. And I mean, is there ever a situation where, you know, there's like a certain idea you have or, you know, you make it into two songs or you do, you try to get your thoughts into just one song?
Yeah. That happens all the time. I think sometimes I'll have an idea and then I will, I'll write a song for it and maybe it's not really what I planned out for that idea. So maybe I'll try and write a different song with a similar idea. So yeah, that does happen to me all the time.
Oh, so you have all these songs, so I mean, is there a certain process that, you know, you go through to decide which song is, you know, going on albums or being singles, or I mean, a certain thought process, or?
Yeah, definitely. I think I try to get a good mix of songs, so like not every song is the same message, or not every song sounds the same, not every song is slow, not every song is upbeat. I try to get like a good mixture of different sounding songs, so that it's diverse. And then I just really go with whichever songs that I enjoy playing the most and that I enjoy listening to the most. So yeah, it is hard sometimes though to pick out certain songs.
Oh, so you're saying, Marissa, that you like a certain blend, so there has to be a certain amount of ballads, yeah, a certain amount of fast songs and all that, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, that's great that, yeah, that you have all these, you know, songs. And so, I mean, for you, that usually most of the songs that you perform, you know, of course, there's covers, but I mean, the original music that you've had something to do with or written some part then, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever I play out, I try to do a mix of covers and originals. It's hard though playing out in Nashville at restaurants. I think people prefer to hear covers just because they prefer to hear songs that are familiar to them rather than originals that they've never heard before. But I think it totally depends on the crowd and the venue, because some people are willing to listen to your originals and some people do want to hear the things that you've written. So I think it depends, but I try to do a mix of both.
Okay, Marissa, you know what? That sounds simply fantastic. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today, calling us from beautiful Nashville, Tennessee, a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, Marissa McKay. She is only 15, yet she has accomplished so much, and she was featured a few years back on America's Got Talent. And I remember, that's not actually why I contacted Marissa, but I remember as soon as I saw that video, I said, I remember her. And she was fantastic. And we now know where she wound up, and we're she is making some great music, and we wish her nothing but the best of success. Again, my guest is Marissa McKay. You are listening to the Mike Care radio program, What's Up America, as always, partly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.
Most days I can stay in the lane that you're not in, and nothing comes to the front that'll bring you back. Most days no babe wouldn't say that I'm haunted, 'cause you stay there safely in my past. But every now and then you come creeping in, to my eyes, to my ears, to my fingers. Always unannounced, but you're all around, and I'm
tears and a front door slamming. That's what I have to go back and remind myself. Cause I forget sometimes it's better off we say goodbye. But when you find a way back to mind, you leave that behind. And I'm leaning up against your shoulder in the starlight in the west coast wind. So you run away if we were older. Oh baby, every now and then we're trying hard to keep on laughing. In the basement when you're down walks in. And I wish that I was yours again, but only every now and then. Every now and then you go creeping in to my eyes, to my ears, to my fingers. Always unannounced, but you're all around. And I'm standing in the front porch flicker, hoping you leave.
Welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Caro Radio Program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my guest today is Marissa McKay, calling us from beautiful Nashville, Tennessee, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, and she was also featured on America's Got Talent. And we wish Marissa the best of success in the future. And Marissa, pleasure and honor that you could join me today. Thanks so much. We truly do appreciate it. Okay, Marissa, so I want to talk about some of these nice songs our audience has been listening to. I know we've mentioned a little bit about them, but we could mention more about them. The first song we have here is Roses. Can you tell us about this song?
Yeah, so I wrote that one about my kind of the first year's boyfriend that I had. I wrote it about him, and because I told him not to get me roses, and he got them for me anyways, and I thought it was really sweet, and I kind of really liked the vibe that I got from that idea, and at first, everything was really new to me, and everything was like, he was super sweet, and I loved it, but at the same time, it was just weird, because I've never been that close with anyone before, so it's just sort of about that experience for me.
Oh, okay. And another song we have here is Every Now and Then. Can you tell us about this song?
Yes. I wrote that with a good friend of mine, Ian McConnell. He actually produced my album and that song. And that one just sort of spilled out. We had the idea, and we got this really cool, guitar thing for it, and the words just sort of flowed out for that one, and that one is one of my favorites, I think. I love listening to that one.
Oh, okay. And another song we have is I Can't Not. Could you tell us about this?
Yes. So I wrote that one with Sarah Emily and Danny, and I had never written with them before, and we sat down and they had a track started, and I'd never written to a track before, so that was an experience for me, and I actually had a really good time writing that one. And that one's just sort of about how someone gets so, like, stuck in your head, and you think about them all the time, and you really can't do anything but think about them.
Oh, So those are the, you know, the three songs there. And so how many songs would you say, original songs you have then?
I think I probably have like about 150 or so.
Hello. Well, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But the question is, do you play all those 150?
Oh, no, I don't play all of them. I have some that I have written and that some that aren't my favorite. But I do have them. And then I have some that I forget about sometimes, and I go back and listen to them, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, wait, this song is, I actually really like this song. But yeah, I definitely have a group of songs that I play way more than some of my other ones.
Oh, so I mean, are there songs that maybe you've written a few years ago that you like to record, or?
I think I have some that are a little older that I would like to record, but for the most part, I just like to keep writing and come up with something that I love so I can record that.
Okay, Marissa, so I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you're touring and performing, so I don't know how much performing you're doing now, but I mean, where did you usually perform then?
Before everything with the coronavirus happened, I was performing at Margaritaville every other Saturday, and I played with Adam Ricker. He is a really great musician, and we have a bunch of fun there. And I've been playing there for about 4 years now. So I started when I was about 11, so I've been doing it for a while. And then I also started playing at the Big Machine Distillery in downtown Nashville. I've done that for about a year now. I played that about like every other Friday or so. And I am supposed to start up with a regular gig with them every Friday now. But that depends on how everything turns out.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, right now then, are you currently booking more shows or...
I'm trying to. Margaritaville, they did reach out, but everything with the riots, their whole glass got broken, and they got broken in, so they're going to fix that up and everything for now. So I'm not sure when I'll start that back up again, but I am supposed to have a regular gig with the Big Machine Distillery. So I'll be starting that up soon.
Oh, yeah, Marissa, that's too bad. This is a rough year for music, but I wanted to talk about your Facebook Live. I understand that you do some, like, Facebook Live shows or stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Ever since coronavirus started, I haven't been able to play out. And so I've seen a lot of people doing, like, Instagram Lives and Facebook Lives. And just playing music for people so they can just listen from home and over the phone. And so I did a Facebook Live and an Instagram Live. I played about an hour on each. And, I just sang a bunch of songs that I usually do whenever I play out. And it was really fun, and I enjoyed playing for people over the phone. And it was really nice, too, because, like, I know a lot of people that usually can't see me perform live, they were able to watch over the phone. Like my family that lives out in California, they were able to watch over the phone, and they really enjoyed that. And so I thought that was really nice.
Oh, so how does this work, Marissa, with this Facebook Live? Do you have people requesting songs, or you got your own set list you make up, or?
I start with my own set list just so I know what I have in mind to play, and then I do take requests. If anyone asks for anything in the comments, I try to play it for them if I know it, or I try to look up lyrics so I can play it for them. So yeah, I take requests, but I also have a set list just so I know what I'm doing if no one has any requests.
And do you still do Don't Stop Believing by Journey?
Yeah, I do. I still play that one. Whenever I play with Adam at Margaritaville, we always start and end with the same song every time we play there. We start with One More I Be Loved, and we always end with Don't Stop Believing every time.
Oh, great. Marissa, for you, you know, when everything gets back to normal and, you know, you're going to be, you know, touring again and all over the place, do you think that you'll keep still doing the Facebook Live?
Yeah, of course. I think I'll try to, because I just don't think it takes a whole lot of effort. You just set up your phone and play songs that you love, or just songs you enjoy playing. And really, you can do like 30 minutes or even 15 minutes. Or I just don't think it takes much time, so I definitely try to keep that up.
Oh, so I mean, so for you, Marissa, when you are performing, do you usually do like a solo acoustic, or do you have a band? Or
I don't have a band. I usually, every time I perform, I play guitar acoustic, yeah. So I do solo acoustic. When I was younger, though, I would go to the bars. When I was about 8 or 9, I would sing with the band all the time because I didn't know how to play guitar then. And so I remember the first time singing with a band, it was interesting for me because I was used to singing to tracks, like at fairs, and I'd never done it before, and it was really fun, and I really enjoyed playing with other people. So I think the more I do it, eventually I would like to get a band to play with me. I think that would be very fun.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. So you mentioned about, you know, your family in California. So, I mean, do you have a chance to visit the family? And when they do visit, do they request a personal concert?
yes, we try to visit them every summer. I don't think we'll get the chance to visit them this summer, just with everything that's happening right now. But we usually do visit them every summer. And a few of my family members came down just last New Year's. So I did get to see them over the holidays. But usually we visit once a year. And they do. They always ask me to play some songs for them and just whatever I've been doing recently, just because they enjoy that. So, yeah.
Okay, Marissa, you know what? That sounds great. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back for a very last segment of this edition of our program today. My guest today is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer. She is only 15 years old from beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. She's been on America's Got Talent. She's already been in front of millions and millions of people on a national, an international audience. She is the one and only Marissa McKay, and we are so blessed and honored to have Marissa here, and she has got such a great career ahead of her, and we are so blessed and honored to be able to catch her in this part of her musical journey. Again, my guest is Marissa McKay. You are listening to the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth, and please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.
I've been trying not to look in my phone.
welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today, calling us from beautiful Nashville, Tennessee, Marissa McKay, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer. She has also been featured on a season of America's Got Talent. And I remember when I saw the YouTube video, I remember her, and I remember her passion and love. I don't know if she was necessarily crying. I think it was a situation where her passion, you know, and the culmination of everything, she just had so much, you know, so much excitement and so much love for, you know, what she does. And you know, it was great to see her there. And her, like me, have great parents that are very supportive and loving and nurturing, even though that Marissa didn't actually come from a musical family, a family of musicians and violinists and tuba and bassoon and oboe players and clarinet people, clarinet men. She, you know, had parents that loved and cherished listening to music, and she was, you know, motivated by them. And we're so glad that Marissa is here today. Again, my guest, Marissa McKay. So I want to thank Marissa, and I also want to thank each and every one of our radio listeners for sharing my love and passion for what I do, which is bringing you Marissa's love and passion for what she does. And you know, if you've got a show idea or if you've got a guest idea, please let me know, and I will, you know, give me a call, send me an email, go to MikeCara.com, you know the drill, and we'll see what we can do. So again, my guest is Marissa McKay, and Marissa, and one final thing I want to reiterate, check out the America's Got Talent video. For some reason, they didn't film her first video. I don't know if that's out there anywhere or anyone we could call, but the second one is out there, and also there's a rendition of Marissa at 7 years old blowing it out of the park, literally and figuratively, of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem. I think I may or may not put a link to that, but if not, you'll be able to find it on Marissa's website. So again, my guest, Marissa McKay, and we're so blessed and honored, and it's truly a blessing that you're here, Marissa, and thanks so much. We truly do appreciate it. Okay, Marissa, so I want to talk a little bit now about you know, your internet presence and Facebook and all that. So first of all, do you have a website?
I do have a website. It's just marissamckay.com. It's just my name, and that has like all my information on it and where you can find me on social media. It has all my gig schedule, so every time I play somewhere, I post that on my website so people can see where I'm playing and when I'm playing. So, yeah, and it has my music on there, so it has all my information.
Oh, and far as we're talking about, you know, the Facebook here, so that has a lot of information to all where you're playing, and then it has your Facebook Live shows?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds good. And now I want to talk a little bit about YouTube. And the first thing, I don't know if this is actually on your official authorized channel, but I have to mention it, that I guess when you were 7 years old, you did a totally awesome performance. And maybe you could tell us more. I think it was the Generals or something. And this is something that our audience has to see. I don't know, is that on your official page or...
Yes, I believe it's on my website. I know that you can find my YouTube channel through there, and you can find the video through there. But if you go to my YouTube channel and you go to view all the videos, you can find it. But yeah, I remember auditioning to play at the baseball stadium there, and I remember doing that all the time, and I loved it because where I lived in Jackson, Tennessee, there wasn't many opportunities for me to sing out places. So that was really all I did in public, and it was pretty scary for me at the time because it was such a big place there, but I really enjoyed it. And it was a lot of fun for me.
Great. And now I wanted to mention about America's Got Talent, to the video that's on YouTube. But so if I get this straight, then that is actually your second performance. Your first performance then wasn't aired. Is that how it worked? Or?
Yes, that's right. That was my second performance in the middle rounds. My first audition that I did, they didn't air it. And I had done My Church by Maren Morris the first time. And then after that, I moved on to the middle rounds, which is what they aired. And I did A Broken Wing. And, yes, that's on YouTube. But, yeah, they only aired my middle round audition.
So that's how it worked, and that experience, so it looked like it was a lot of fun. I mean, is that something that maybe down the future, I don't know, something like The Voice or American Idol, I mean, is that something that would interest you? Or?
I mean, yeah, I really enjoyed doing America's Got Talent. It was a ton of fun, and I met so many talented people. And the thing I loved about America's Got Talent is that it was people of all talents, not solely singing, not solely musical talents. It was just everything, and people were so nice, and it was just really great meeting everybody and being involved in that. I loved it. I don't know that I would do it again, but I do think it was something that I definitely think it was something that I don't regret. It was an amazing experience.
Great. So we're talking, Marissa, about, songwriting. I mean, is that if somebody happened to come along, or, if somebody such as, Carrie Underwood or somebody said, Marissa, I got to have that song, is that something that you would consider?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, of course. If somebody did, I would definitely let them, just because that'd be amazing exposure for me. And that would just be so, so amazing. I love Carrie Underwood, and I definitely would, yes.
Great. Okay, Marissa. So we really appreciate your time. But before we go here, we want to mention where. So right now, is it the situation where once the contract signed for the individual show, like you're going to perform somewhere, then you post it on all your websites then?
Sort of.
Oh yeah.
Form will reach out to me. She does that about every month. So at the beginning of each month around then, I'll post my schedule. So that will be posted around the beginning of each month.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we look forward to that. And do you have any sort of mailing list or any way we could be reminded of what you're doing? Or
I don't have a mailing list set up, but I do on my social media. I do post every time I play somewhere, or I do post everything I'm doing, so you can follow me on social media, and that will have everything that I'm up to on there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if follow you on like Facebook or even on YouTube, I see all the videos and all the posts. So that's the best way to do it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Marissa. Oh yeah, and if anyone would like to contact you or have any more questions or like to say how great the music is there a way that the fans could contact you?
Yeah, they can reach out to me on social media, or they can email me. My email is just marissamckay@gmail.com. So they can reach out to me through those ways.
Oh, OK. Okay. And oh, yeah, as far as purchasing the music and getting all the music, then you're pretty much probably on all the streaming sites then, huh?
Yes, I'm on almost everything. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, Amazon Music, just everything. You can look up my name.
Okay. Marissa, we really appreciate your time. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
I don't think so. I had a great time. Thank you for having me talk.
Sure, definitely my pleasure. And before we go, if you could give your website one final time, please.
Yes, my website is just marissamckaye.com, MarissaMckaye.
Okay, thanks so much, Marissa. My guest is Marissa McKay, and you've been listening to the Mike Carroll radio program, What's Up America? And please catch us again next time.